Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ at Atelier Crenn, Chef Dominique Crenn. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, mon chéri.
Bonjour, mon amour.
We had a great night together last night.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, we were doing a panel together. Rebel. For those who don't know what Rebel is, I know you're in partnership with them. They spoke to you when you first connected. What is Rebel about, for those who don't know about who they are?
Well, I think people will probably think that it's a drink company, more like a shake, kind of, you know, non-dairy. There's some non-dairy. Yeah. But Rebel is so much more than that. I mean, I think they started the company to understand and to fight human trafficking. And to use ingredient that could buy the ingredient from wherever source. Right now, it's from the Amazon, which is the Brazil nut, and make the drinks out of it. And but that buying power was for them to help the community to fight, to first of all to sustain, to be a beautiful community, and to fight human trafficking within the community. So,
and at the core of what they do, it's conscious capitalism.
Conscious capitalism. And I think, you know, it's quite rare but amazing for a company to do this, because I think this is where we need to go as the world, you know. So any corporation out there, any capitalist out there, they need to understand that everything they do needs to be done with a purpose. Sure. And need to be done to save or to help the community and the humankind. And if they don't do that, I'm not going to support them.
So I love that you're supporting Rebel.
Yeah, and sure. And I'm drinking it right now.
Hey, cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
We're drinking a little Rebel together. So, Chef, at the core of what they do, of course, we talked about conscious capitalism. But I think for the consumer, you also then become more conscious. I know for me, every time I have a sip of their drink now, having seen the documentary, now that I know their story, I have reverence and respect, knowing what it took to get this all the way. It's okay. It's a working kitchen. I have respect for this drink, knowing where it came from, all the way from Peru, from indigenous people, and the journey it took to get this to your bottle.
Yes. And
crazy.
You know exactly who touched it, you know. Yeah. And I think it's, I mean, it was so inspiring. I mean, the documentary is so inspiring, and I don't know if it's available online.
Yeah, we actually have a link. As of now, it's available online. I have a link on the website. So at the end of the interview, I'll give out the info. So folks, you can watch it. It will motivate you. It will inspire you, and the only drink you will drink out of a bottle again, I hope, will be Rebel.
Well, Well, first of all, it inspired me to be a better person too, and I think with new businesses I'm working on, I think it's the core of Rebel is it's going to be very much very important in my core also. Yeah. So,
Chef, let's talk about that. I know recently you launched your Wake Up campaign, and
Wake Up.
What?
Yep. Wake up.
I'm wearing my Wake Up t-shirt. And I pledged in front of you 3 weeks ago to not have a plastic bottle in my hand. I almost did it. I was at a concert outside Lands just recently, and someone passed me a bottle. And I went, no, no. I literally almost took a sip. I'm like, no, I'm not touching plastic bottles. I'm not going to buy anything in a plastic bottle. And one thing we should mention, Rebel, by 2020, all the bottles will be completely disposable and will be able to be repurposed, recycled.
Yeah, recycled. I mean, so I think it's important to for people to understand, you know, it's going to be, we're going to have to do baby step.
Yeah.
And getting rid of plastic, I'm not saying getting rid of totally plastic. I mean, there is things that are totally reusable, you know. And I think if we can upcycle things and reuse them,
sure,
it would be amazing, you know. Like the way that we are going to be building a Boutique Crane, it's with upcycle trash.
And folks, Boutique Crane opening Salesforce Tower. This is going to be 2020, right?
March 2020, yeah.
A cafe like you've never known before. You bring your own cup for your coffee.
Yeah.
Everything will be reusable, right?
Reusable, you know, there is with a zero waste. And it's about, you know, trying to change people's behavior, because I can't do it on my own, but people need to be conscious.
Sure.
And we need to come together as a community and say, hey, well, this is 2020, yeah, and I'm sure most of the people have families and kids. What kind of planet we're leaving to those kids? So, yes, we can't do everything,
no, and
we can't change the world overnight, but little things matter, you know? I mean, even, you know, in my industry, you know, is you know where your food comes from. To work with your farmers, recreate and regenerate those community that maybe might need to help. You know, don't buy things from somewhere you don't know.
Sure.
You know.
So be conscious of that. And the fact is, Dominique, so often we get into our habits, right? And we just do what we always do what we've always done. And it's sometimes hard to break the cycle.
For sure. I mean, I'm the first one that, you know, I make a lot of mistakes. But I'm conscious about my mistake, and I hope that the next time I will do better. And I want to do that. I want to push myself, and I want to walk the walk and talk the talk. And believe me, I'm not perfect, but I want to do this, and I want people to see that, wow, okay, so if you go to a concert or if you go to anywhere, and I think there is a law that just going to be passed here in California,
yeah,
that they will allow people to bring their own container,
sure,
correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And already at San Francisco Airport, SFO,
sure,
the first airport in the nation to ban plastic bottles. No more plastic bottles any place at the airport.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an airline needs to do that also. I mean, it's just little things by little, you know. I mean, it's, you know, we're talking about recycling things, but there is just little percentage of things that are recycled, you know. I mean, if you take even just a plastic bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go get a croissant, okay? How long it takes you to eat a croissant? Me, it takes me 2 seconds. And then they say...
Two seconds?
Yeah, they give me a croissant in a plastic bag. It takes me 2 seconds to eat that croissant, but it takes about 150,000 years for the plastic to disintegrate it.
Sure.
So,
yeah. So baby steps, but one bit every day, and it does make a difference.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to mention any names here, but someone quite wonderful who works with Chef Crane just came and brought you a drink with a plastic straw in it, and you stopped and said, what?
And I said, what are you doing? Yeah, what is this?
You know, it's great. And that's the other thing. We have to be conscious ourselves and also be conscious for other people because we can teach, right? And that's a big part of it.
Yeah,
we can teach others.
We can learn and we can teach. And I think we need to go back to a past, you know. I mean, when you talk to your grandmother or your grand-grandmother, or even like it was so interesting, you know, those like the indigenous people, they work with nature and they understand nature.
Sure.
And, you know, plastic is such a new innovation. It's 1970, I think.
Yeah, 70s.
The 70s. I mean, so it took us 40 years to destroy this planet. So we have to be conscious about innovation are great, but we need to understand the consequences. And if you want, you know, to create something with plastic and what, but create something that is reusable or upcycling, or the same thing with fashion. It doesn't have to, you know, the fashion, like, you know, when we create, you know, a T-shirt or whatever, you know, or shoes, let's think about how we can do that and better, you know, use things that matters and have a purpose, mm-hmm. and it's good for us and it's good for humanity and it's good for the planet. Yeah. And I know we can do that.
Sure. And sometimes things cost a little more and you have to sometimes pay a little bit of a price, but that's a better price than leaving the planet in peril, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this is an investment into the planet because when there is high demand, then the price is going to go down.
Sure.
It's the same thing when if you support your local farmers instead of buying, you know, food that, I'm not going to say any, like food that you don't know where they come from. If you support your local farmer, keep supporting in the farmer market, mm-hmm. they will be like, wow, I got 200 more customers this week than I had last week.
Yep.
Maybe I can put my price can go down this week. You know, it's just about supporting community,
sure.
you know.
And re-educating people.
Yes.
Listen, I remember when the ferry building reopened the farmer's market in 2001, and it was slow. It was slow at first because people weren't used to going to the market.
Yeah.
And now many neighborhoods in almost every town.
Everywhere.
San Francisco.
It's amazing. Everywhere in San Francisco. I was in LA also last week. It's amazing. It's like, I mean, I grew up with that. Mm. I mean, you know, in France, it's like everywhere. Yes. But and also connecting with the community, connecting with people that you might not, you know, meet, you know, or connecting with someone that maybe come from a different culture and like teach you about like a spice or, hey, I'm growing, you know, I was like talking to this, I think this Vietnamese farmer that's starting to grow those, you know, those herb that you find in Vietnam, you know, and like here. And I just like, it's amazing. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I want to support you because I love that too.
Yeah.
So it's connecting and reconnecting and learning and being curious. And I think if we do that, everybody can do that at home.
Sure.
Connect with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Cook with them.
Yeah.
Go to the market.
And as you said last night, you know, what kind of world are we going to leave for our kids?
Exactly. And it's scary because the world is in trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about...
We're on a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. Totally time bomb. And it's not about looking at this and feeling sorry, but taking action.
Yeah.
It's time is up.
I have to ask you, before I leave you, how is the rebel drink? Describe it for me.
Well, I mean, it's luxury inside of my mouth.
You have a way with words, chef, you know that.
No, it's delicious.
I have to...
But you know why it's delicious?
Yeah.
Because I know every step of the way of how this drink is made. And it's also very delicious, so...
Yeah. There you go, Rebel.
Make me happy.
You heard
happy
it.
Drink.
You heard it here first. Finally, you posted a beautiful picture of yourself with a shaved head a couple of days ago, and you've been very public about your fight with breast cancer.
Yes.
And there's a great quote from Telly Lavallis that you put that just made me laugh and just made me want to reach through the phone and give you a hug. What was the quote from Telly Lavallis?
We're all born bald.
We're all born bald, baby.
Baby. I mean, it's. I just want to, you know, I think it's important to be vulnerable and also to show the world and to show people that also going to the same fight that you're going, that it's okay. And it's to take it as a gift, not something that will gonna put you down. And it's hard. It's not an easy journey. And, you know, I'm smiling every day, but I'm going also through a lot of really difficult times. Mm. So I'm gauging myself, but I want to talk about it because it's okay to talk about it. And it's going to make me a stronger person. Mm. And I want to tell, you know, I want to say to all these women and to all those men and women out there that's fighting the fight, and it's, you are stronger than you think you are, and I'm very proud of everybody that's doing this. So it's a good thing.
Keep fighting the fight.
Of course.
Your angels, fighting, yes. Your angels are all around.
I can't wait to see my hair growing back up. I mean, I'm like curly, I don't know, but... Hey, and it's, you know, it's, you know, when you take away the layer of who you are, you really look yourself much more deeper. This is who I am right now. There is no clothes on. It's all naked. Hey, baby.
Thank you for your truth. Thank you for you. And we love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. Thank you, Liam.
Merci beaucoup. Chef Dominique Kren, the full interview and more about Rebel and her partnership with Rebel, plus that link, you can download the movie Rebel with a Cause, all the info at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.